Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
I hope that I can be at the Houston event, but I'm probably going to be in Mexico setting up my place. Leisure has been earned. So if not, y'all have my support.
It's all good.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to our chat, man. Shout out to that. That was dope. We had a, it was almost like 45-minute call. We released some nice incentives inside of there, and we got some special announcements that hopefully that everybody inside the chat going to hear before the general public. So it's going to be dope, man. Shout out to everybody that pulled up on us in that.
Ianinvest.com. And yeah, we had a dope Zoom call. We're going to be doing more of those. You know, the first couple of weeks, we was just trying to get the system in place, and then the holidays came, but kicking off the year in the right manner with that, more content, more Zoom call, more price action. So tap in with that, ianinvest.com for sure. For the
more victories.
The only way. More dubs. The only way. All right, let's get into this. So Tesla missed its Q4 estimates. Do we feel Tesla is in trouble this year? Or will it make a recovery? So we just starting out this year. Markets closed holiday. But Tesla's one of those stocks. And of course, it's been well documented that Elon Musk lost the most amount of money in history.
$200 billion?
He lost $200 billion. And that was
yeah.
So he lost the most. He lost the most in history.
It's a big one.
Jesus. So you pulled a Sanford and Sunday.
And for real. That was because the Tesla stock was down. That's why he lost so much money. So okay, a lot of people are interested in investing in Tesla. What's the deal?
Good investment. You gotta wait till 103.52. The easy gains of the last few years are gone. Now this is the market for those who are like extremely patient, and the patience leads to profitability. I need people to stop panicking when these kind of drops have happened, especially when we're calling them here. Resolution number one, I don't want you guys to listen to anybody else about investing but us. Write that in chat. I read a comment on my social, shout out to Chris who reposted it, when I was like, hey, Tesla's gonna fall. And somebody's like, I want whatever he's smoking, and the price got hit. I need you to look at marking off all of your levels for the year on the top 100 companies in the world. So if they get there in advance, you're good. Tesla's a good company. 40% growth, but they just missed on a delivery estimate. I think they'll be fine. I said the market won't recover until 2023, like May or June. If you are getting it now in a 103, 101 price, 105 price for Tesla, you'll be very happy in 2 years. I think all the people who wanted quick gains, who were not patient and who bought at bad prices got punished, and those who were patient are doing incredibly well. You can set up your generation in the next 5 years by making a couple of good moves. I like Tesla for the long term. I do want him to get more focused back on Tesla. We'll talk about AI and ChatGPT, which he helped co-create and invested in, but they need to find a lot more ways to automate some of the infrastructure at Twitter. But I think ChatGPT will be an easy way that will allow him to take his hands off of Twitter and focus back on Tesla. But I think give it a year or so, Tesla will be back in pole position for sure.
Yeah, there's a couple of things there. I think if perspective is key on that, right? If you look at it, I know price adjusted because of the splits that they've had. But in 2020, it was trading at $54, right? So if you look at it now, like you said, it's still up over 40%. It's had the worst year that it since 2008. This is true. But production was the reason, right? And obviously, production has a lot to do with the supply chain issues. But you can see the development that's happening. Obviously, we talked about it numerous times about the factories that they're building here domestically and internationally. So you see that the potential for growth. But we got to look at Tesla two ways, right? Either you can look at it, well, three ways. You could look at it as a EV company, a car company, and then base it on that, and then look what its competitors are when you talk about Ford and GM, and it's not even close. Or you could look at it as a tech company and look at where it does in that sector. Or you could look at it as a hybrid of both. And if we do that, then you understand the long-term growth that's going to be associated with this company. And so, yes, was it a tough year for them? Yes, absolutely, 1,000%. But it's the same thing we've been saying for the past 3 years. When we talk about investing, we're not talking about 1 year or 2 years, or we're not even talking about day trading. We're talking about a long-term perspective. And so I think that's the key, right? If Tesla was something we believed in when it was at, again, price adjusted at over $400, it's something that you still should believe in when it's down here at 123 like it is today. So I'm still long on Tesla.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going anywhere. The lead that it has in the EV space, especially in the car market, is it's so gigantic, and the technology that they put out. I mean, you can look at even like a Mercedes who's doing EV now. It's just not the same. So they're well ahead in that space, and I think it's going to continue, especially when you see a lot of, not even just states, like we saw New York and we saw California, but now countries are saying, look, we're going EV by 2030 or 2035. When you're the leader in that space, I mean, you got a distinct advantage.
And what's the purpose of electronic vehicles, if we're going to be honest? Data is the new gold. So I don't think anyone technically wants electronic vehicles. What governments at scale do want is the ability to track and have that data and be able to harvest it. So if they're the leader with one of the biggest tech players, origins in South Africa, dad was a gold and diamond miner. You can put the correlations together. This is ultimately a data exploration at scale. And if they can get an international market share of 45%, that will be the new big tech wave. Because now we have to go away from software that's useless. We have to have a hybrid of hardware and software that has real world use case for. So now if we can track where everyone is going, spending habits, even with the Roomba, Amazon, genius acquisition, now you can see what the floor space is on average is in aggregate across the United States, so you know what better furniture to sell them, what products they need. So this is really a data mining game on top of EV. And well played by the government, well played by Elon to set up a B to G category and make electronic vehicles sexy when no one else wanted a Prius prior to. Put yes in chat if I've made you money. Tesla's good for the long term. And I know everyone's like, yo, how can you support Elon? He's not pro-black, neither is Kanye. Who got the biggest fumble, Elon or Kanye?
That was an actual article.
Hey, Elon didn't have to sing to get his bae to come back to him one time on stage. That boy gonna be straight. Shout out to Kanye though. That was another call I made that last year too, but hey. Bow gracefully. Shout out to Kanye though and Elon.
just to add to it, you said the stock was at 50 and now it's at 100. So, but it did.
Split. Oh yeah,
it's split.
Yes,
that's what I said. Price adjusted
twice. It split twice.
Yeah, they did the 5-1, and they did another. I think they did another 3-1. Yeah, so price adjusted.
Yeah.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Bag drop. A mic drop. Bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.